Toxic drugs are suspected to have claimed the lives of three people in New Westminster in July. The BC Coroner's Service has released preliminary data showing that at least 192 people in British Columbia lost their lives to toxic substances in July. As they have for the past 7 years, these numbers reflect the ever-present threat that illicit drugs pose to substance users across BC, Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe said in a news release. The unregulated drug market continues to be volatile and toxic, and anyone using drugs purchased from illicit suppliers is at high risk for serious harm or death. We continue to urge those using illicit drugs to access drug checking services, where available, or visit overdose prevention sites, where available. The Coroner's Service states that the 192 lives lost in July represents a 31% increase over the 147 deaths recorded in June 2022 and equates to approximately 6.2 deaths per day. Nearly 1,300 toxic drugs deaths were reported to the BC Coroner's Service between January and July, which is a record number for the first 7 months of a calendar year. A spokesperson for the BC Coroner's Service told the Record that the three deaths in July brings the total of suspected illicit drug deaths in New Westminster to 15 between January 1 and July 31. Deaths aren't considered final until investigations are closed, a process that takes several months to complete. The BC Coroner's Service reports that at least 10,158 British Columbians have been lost to the illicit drug supply since the public health emergency of substance-related harms was first declared in April 2016. Families and communities across the province are continuing to suffer the sudden and tragic deaths of loved ones due to toxic drugs, said Lapointe. Whether they are chronically substance-dependent or using only occasionally, all of those who access the illicit drug market are vulnerable to serious harms. The subject matter experts on the recent death review panel urgently recommended significant expansion of safer supply in communities throughout the province in order to reduce the devastation caused by this public health crisis. Some facts from the BC Coroner's Service. Asterisk In 2022, 84% of illicit drug toxicity deaths have occurred inside, 57% in private residences and 27% in other inside residences, such as social and supportive housing, single-room occupancies, shelters, hotels and other indoor locations, and 15% occurred outside in vehicles, parks, on sidewalks, streets, etc. Asterisk Analysis of post-mortem toxicology results shows no indication that prescribed safe supply is contributing to illicit drug deaths regionally or provincially. Asterisk No deaths have been reported at supervised consumption or drug overdose prevention sites. In New Westminster, a health contact center, which includes a safe consumption site, is located at 40 Begbie Street in downtown. Operated by the Lower Mainland Purpose Society for Youth and Families, it provides a variety of services, including witnessed consumption, harm reduction supplies, referrals to treatment centers and health services, and drug testing.